I'm here with Ed Warder, ESPN, and you've been around the Cowboys for a long, long time. What's the sense here with a quarterback that they can't win without Tony Romo, it seems?
Well, you know, they've gone 0-3 with Brandon Weeden and 0-2 with Matt Cassel. The last time the Cowboys lost six straight games in a single season was Troy Aikman's rookie year when he went 0-11. And the quarterback play's really been an issue in Romo's absence because, you know, with Brandon Weeden, they really stressed, hey, be conservative, protect the football, make that your first priority, let's win with the run game and the defense. Well, that didn't work. So then they put Matt Cassel in, and they encouraged him to be more aggressive, get the receivers in the game. And he did, but he also threw three interceptions in a five-play sequence. So last week, I sensed that Cassel kind of went back to the approach that had failed Weeden, which was, hey, let's be conservative, let's not give this thing away. And you saw that manifest itself in a lot of ways, but primarily after Greg Hardy made the big interception and had them a first down on the 16 of Seattle, their next three plays were a run play to Darren McFadden, a bubble screen to Beasley that didn't work, and a check down to McFadden, and they kicked the field goal. That's kind of been a very conservative approach at Jason Garrett Stadium.
Tonight against the Eagles, defense has gave up 204 rushing yards against Carolina. Is Dallas good enough to line up and just run the football and play smash mouth football?
Well, they've only been good enough to do that against the Giants, and then they were the result they could have gotten was reversed because of the three interceptions. McFadden had 150 yards in the game. So, yeah, they're capable of running the football. They have an offensive line that's capable of that. But I think the Eagles have a very good front seven. And I'm not sure the Cowboys can dominate with the run game in the way that they did last year with DeMarco Murray. I think that decision, from a football point of view, has proven to be bad for both. Bad for the Cowboys, bad for Murray. Not as good a fit in the Eagles system as he is in the Cowboys system. But financially, he did what he had to do.
Let's talk about that Eagles system, Ed. It's been so inconsistent. You'll read on what's happening with the Chip Kelly offense.
Well, first of all, from the people I've talked to around the league, they say that the Chip Kelly system, to succeed at the optimum level, needs a quarterback who's at least a threat to run. And you can argue, well, Nick Foles wasn't really a threat to run, but they ran the read option like 200-plus more times than anybody else in football. And that element has almost completely disappeared with Sam Bradford, who's appeared very uncomfortable back there since he got hit in the knees in the preseason by Suggs. And hasn't been particularly well protected. You got to worry about that tonight because you have Lane Johnson making his first start at left tackle. You don't have Jason Peters, and that's the side that Greg Hardy lines up on. So I think that's the first issue for the Eagles. The other, to me, the run game issue is offensive line. Plus, I just don't think DeMarco Murray's as effective when he's running lateral to the line of scrimmage and making a cut. He needs to be running downhill.
And in week two, it was one of the ugliest games of all time, the Cowboys. Please tell me we're not going to see one of those games tonight.
13 carries for 2 yards?
Yeah.
I think DeMarco should be doing better than that.
Yeah. You think tonight the Eagles have a chance to score some points against this Dallas defense?
Well, I think the Dallas pass rush is much improved, and that's allowed their secondary to play better. I think Dallas' defense is pretty good. They obviously need help with the offense, the running game. The thing they haven't done, Dave, is they haven't created any turnovers. The Hardy play last week was the only turnover the defense has created in the five games they've played a backup quarterback. That's got to change if the Cowboys are going to succeed.
Well, it's a big one in the NFC. Ed Warder, ESPN, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.